What is your best Gus story?
Oh, best Gus story. Oh, man. I mean, get the book. Gus and I, of course, have shared a lot of amazing experiences together. And I probably wouldn't be alive if it weren't for Gus. He's pulled me out of a few of those situations. But the best was, I don't know how long ago it was, maybe 5 years ago or something, where I had to fly back from Australia for one day to take my kids to the daddy-daughter dance.
I remember that. I remember Gus doing that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, there was no, I could not not go to this daddy-daughter
dance. Totally.
Like, it was it was not an option. And I told everybody, like, I'm sorry, like, we're going to have to cancel that Perth stadium because I can't, I have to do this thing. So we came up with this plan where Gus and I would run off stage in Adelaide, go straight to a car, go straight to this jet, fly straight to Sydney, have like a 3-hour layover, fly to LA, get off the plane, sleep for 2 hours, then go straight to this dance, go to this dance. The kids didn't even care I was there. They were like, okay, bye bye. And so then, and then go straight back to the plane and head back to the show, and then land in Australia and literally like have a show in 4 hours. It was ridiculous. Right. But the thing was, we get on the flight back to Australia, and I'm like, I'm just going to drink a bottle of wine and pass out. Like, what? I'm just going to sleep for 15 hours. This is going to be great. And within 3 or 4 hours, I'm like, oh my God. I felt like someone was stabbing me in the stomach. We're having crazy turbulence. And I'm like, oh my God. And I got the gnarliest food poisoning 3 hours into a flight to Sydney.
And that's my worst nightmare. Oh, no.
It is the absolute worst case scenario. And I'm just like, oh. And I'm sitting, and we're in this crazy turbulence, and I'm just watching the seatbelt light. I'm like, come on, come on, come on, and come on, come on. Seatbelt light goes off. Spend the next like 8 hours in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
So Gus is like over on this side of the plane in his seat. I'm dying in my seat, chills, the whole thing. And I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then they come around with those customs cards, you know, before you land.
Yeah.
Well, around this time, Ebola was spreading all over the world. So there was an Ebola card. And so I'm looking at this card and it's like, do you have any of these symptoms? It was like nausea, diarrhea, fever, chills. And I'm just like, oh my God, they're going to think I have Ebola, and they're going to put me in a room with people that have Ebola. Then I'm going to get Ebola and I'm going to die at the airport in Australia. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Nope. And so like we land and Gus is like, what up, dude? How's your flight? I'm like, dude, I'm dying right now. Like, I think I just threw up in my mouth and like, they're going to know and they're going to put me in the hospital. So we make our way through customs and whatever. I was fine. But then I had to play, dude. I had to get off that flight and like, ugh, I was like, Gus, save my life, please. He did. It was fine. We made it. Oh, and then play the show, I basically chugged a Guinness and I was like, let's go.
Right.
And then after the show, I go slept for 6 hours and then flew right back to Los Angeles.
Oh my God.
Oh dude, but the best part was we were in an airport lounge. I was so depleted.
Right.
I fell asleep on this couch in the like business class lounge. All these businessmen around me with like ties and papers and reading, and it's like morning and coffee. And I was just like this raggedy piece of shit. And I'm lying on this couch. I remember this vividly on my side, and I fell asleep and I had this dream. I had this dream that I was riding a horse. And then all of a sudden, the horse sprouted wings and it started flying. And I'm like on this flying horse, just like, oh my God. And I literally woke myself up lying on my side doing that same motion. I was doing this going like, but I was going with all these businessmen looking at me. Oh dude, it was insane.